Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Check. Motherfucking Bay, everybody. Back for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I can't even say the name of my own show. It's Disorderly. I still can't say it. It's Disorderly Conduct. Here we go. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. Tonight is open lines. Feel free to call in and chime in with anything and everything that is on your mind. We're going to do a couple of subjects that I want to cover this evening, including the whole, there's several scandals that are rocking the White House at the moment. Of course, Benghazi, the fallout from Benghazi continues. Also, in the last couple days, there have been a couple more interesting developments. One concerning the AP, Associated Press, having their phone records subpoenaed. Also, the IRS, it was revealed that the IRS was going after Tea Party and anti-tax groups on the internet. They probably did their research on the internet, but. So there's three scandals we can talk about. Also, there's a fantabulous new record that's about to come out by Daft Punk. Everybody's talking about it. It's being live streamed. I believe RollingStone.com. And yours truly, Vincent Bay, was able to obtain a preview copy of the record. And tonight, throughout the show, we'll be playing new tracks from this new Daft Punk, which everybody is ranting and raving about on the internet. Everybody loves this new Daft Punk record. Oh, of course, the Vince Gazi meme continues to live on. I still don't get what Vince Gazi... Oh, yeah, I forgot. We determined Vince Gazi is my Fugazi cover band that does not play Fugazi songs. All right. Good to be back. It's been a while since I've done a show. It'll probably be a while before I do a show again. I'm thinking the next show is probably going to be Sunday. I'm leaning towards doing a call-in sex and relationship advice program on Sunday. So mark your calendars. If you're having problems in your relationship, if you're having problems sexually, Sunday will be the show for you. It's going to be kind of like Love Lines, where you call in, tell me your issue, and I'll help you. As you know, I've been around the block a few times. I've learned a little bit in my day, and I'm a wealth of knowledge when it comes to interpersonal relationships. So Sunday, I will help you with all your relationship and sexual needs. And I'd like to give a big, warm, big ups to Agent Dark Apple, Brekalina, Chef Bonardee, Eternal Jimmy's. I like that name, Eternal Jimmy's. I don't know what it means, but it's got the word Jimmy's in it, so it must be cool. Ham Loki, Josh 33, what up, Josh? Knickknack, hoping to hear from Knickknack tonight. I know he's very excited about this new Daft Punk record. Ninjas in Paris. Shadow DXS. What up, Shadow? Villain Josh. Okay. What up, Villain Josh? I think I know who you are on Twitter. Yeah, what up? Welcome to the show. Vert. Big ups to Vert. My home skillet. Good to see you in the chat. And last but not least, it's X You Out. Hey, X You Out. Xuhat did made a few tweets today that I liked. I forgot what he was tweeting about, but it was just showed a softer, more sensitive side of Xuhat. I enjoyed that. Okay, so tonight is open lines. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. Call in, and we can talk about anything and everything. I have the whole Daft Punk record loaded up on my switchboard tonight. So we're gonna rock out to some Daft Punk, and we can talk about their new record or whatever else. We can talk about the IRS, the AP, Benghazi. So much going on in the world. If there's something going on in the world that you feel like needs to be addressed, call into the show and we'll talk about it. In the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break, screen some calls, and come back right here on Disorderly Conduct. Here we go. We're going to start with did I load it up or what? Shit, dude. My God. Are you kidding me? I thought I loaded up this new Daft Punk. I was going to start off with the new track featuring, that's not it. Huh. Did I misspell it? Daft Punk? Wow, dudes. I could have sworn I uploaded a Daft Punk song. This isn't their new song, is it? I think this is an old Daft Punk song. What record is this on? No, but their new record. Their new record is like a throwback to the 70s. This isn't it. This is like electronic shit. All right, people are saying I have a bad connection. Am I Patriot Gregging? It's probably because I'm playing music and upload a song too. Is it still bad? Is it still bad, Barry? Oh my God. Okay. All right. Let me twist a few knobs here. Okay, is that better? Hello? Okay, everybody's using the fucking L word. Stop using the L word, people. People, I'm not in the bay underwater. Thank you. It's a little bit better. I appreciate that. See, now look at your sentences where you use the L word. You can take the L word out and it means the exact same thing. See how useless that word is? God, you people are idiots. Do not realize how worthless that word is. It is totally unnecessary. I mean it. Like 99.999% of the time people are using the L word, it's not needed. It's inconsequential to any statement or sentence they use. And And I don't know how tactical became, how you guys figured that tactical is a word I don't like. I have no problem with tactical. I'm perfectly fine with the word tactical. It's literally and at the end of the day and in terms of. Those three things are bad, okay? Those things, you must unlearn those phrases and whatnot. Okay, I'm gonna take a break, come back. It looks like I have Nigger Christ waiting in the wings. I'm going to be back with Nigger Christ, and here's the new Daft Punk.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
That's right. You already know what it is. VITB back up in here. You heard the new track from Daft Punk, a title track of their new record. And, yeah, after years on the cutting edge, Daft Punk, has reversed course with this new album entitled Random Access Memories. I'm sorry, did I say that was the title track? That was like the lead. That song we played was pretty good. It's the one with Pharrell. Get Lucky, that's it. Good track. But it's off their new record, Random Access Memories, which is coming out on Daft Light Columbia Records. Spurning the digital audio software that empowers the electronic dance music generation, this album is an analog flashback to the era of live musicianship, involving a crack squad of session players, the disco legends Nile Rodgers and Giorgio Moroder. Indie rockers like Julian Casablancas and the hip hip star Pharrell Williams. And Williams and Rodgers both appear on the album's first single, which we just heard, called Get Lucky. It's a sparkling disco funk number, reminding us of Rodgers' own band, Chick, or Chic, or however the fuck you say that. Yeah. So we'll play tracks from this record throughout the night. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it when it comes out, or if it's out, you should get it. And throughout the night, I'll play more tracks from that. But of course, your calls take priority, and I have Nigger Christ with me now. What's up, Nigger Christ? Nigger Christ.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much, dude. Just checking out this new release from Daft Punk, and I believe you have a new release. Well, we know you have a new release. We kind of featured it here a couple days ago, but I heard you have a video out now.
Oh, yeah, I made me a video for Rape Culture. Very damn good. Going to win a Grammy. And Emmy.
Dude, you got to put the link in the chat for us.
All right, let me grab that shit.
Yeah, go grab that shit. And if you want to get in on this shit, 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines and unscreen caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Guys, yo, it's Nick.
Nick, great to have you here. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in here. I had a really bad night last night. The Warriors were defeated.
Yeah, well, I had a worse night. The Leafs lost to the Bruins, if you saw that.
No, I don't pay attention to hockey except for the Sharks.
That was almost as bad as the fucking Daft Punk album.
Are you kidding me? This album is fantastic.
That album go hard in the paint.
No, it was fucking horrible. Cue the Bruins horn. Vince.
What's their horn sound like?
I don't know. Someone play it.
Send me the link and I'll upload it.
kind of goes like, something like that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sample that for after the show, and that'll be it. But for the rest of this show, you have to do it live for me.
Hold on, one more time.
It's very zen. It's like almost the, it's pretty much the completion of a full breath.
Stop there. Pretty disappointing.
What's disappointing?
Well, the Daft Punk album and the Leafs losing 4-1 with
and the Warriors losing. I know. Yeah. It's terrible.
Oh yeah, the Warriors too. Sorry.
That's okay. We're gonna have them back on Warriors ground tomorrow night. So we hopefully can at least tie things up. Push Game 7, and it's a crapshoot of the series. We've proven we can win in that building, and we should have won the first game. Still can't believe we lost the first game to the Spurs.
To be honest, I didn't even know basketball was on this year. But you guys in the playoffs?
I agree. Landry needs to be a little more assertive. Yeah, I agree that David Lee maybe, you know, it's great that he's in there giving a little emotional boost. But really, I don't know. He's not 100%. I think putting him in there for 5 minutes, maybe a game, sure. And that's it. Don't keep bringing him in. Unless he's producing. He's not really doing anything. He's just mostly just emotional. Except for the first time he came in the series where he scored like 5 points in 2 minutes. He got like 5 points and three rebounds in 2 minutes.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is
exactly.
That involve a puck?
Exactly.
Ice? No.
Well, the San Jose Sharks are playing the Los Angeles Kings.
Yes.
And I don't know. Have they already played a game of that series? Yeah, I think didn't the Kings win the first game already?
Yeah, Kings won.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Those Jonathan Quick Kings. Is a fucking wall.
This could be the year for the Sharks. Like, when nobody's even expecting it, the Sharks might just fucking sneak in there.
That's cool, man. I didn't know black guys still play basketball on TV. That's great. And the playoffs are on, too, man. That's way better.
Dude, oh, who won the Oklahoma game? Is that still going?
I know, man. Is Oklahoma a province?
Oklahoma, wow, the Grizzlies won. Oh, my God. The Oklahoma City Thunder Oklahoma is a state. Oklahoma City is, I believe, the capital of that state. Mm. Yeah, the Thunder looks like they got beat. The Grizzlies advance. Wow, it's huge.
So, anyways, I wanted to talk about the Daft Punk album. Can we get to that?
There's 12 seconds left. Memphis up two. It's not over. Wait a second.
Oh, snap. We talking cricket?
Go ahead, continue. Go ahead, talk about hockey, about whatever. Go ahead. Perkins has it swatted away.
No, I wanted to talk about the Daft Punk album, how fucking disappointing it was, and how it went from the Leafs losing with 10 minutes left to the Bruins, and then I woke up to excitement to the Daft Punk album to utter disappointment again. So I don't know if there's any Daft Punk album or Daft Punk fans out there, but it was a big piece of shit. And, yeah. It was fucking shite. Don't buy it.
That Daft Punk album went hard in the paint like Paris Hilton's tank, nigga.
Yeah, it was fucking bad. I waited 10 years for that and 10 years for the Leafs to lose.
Yeah. 10 seconds left. 2-point game. I can't even tell what channel it's on. Where is it? Is it on ESPN?
I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
All I hear is the Bruins horn in my head every 10 seconds. Honestly, Vince, for the first time in my entire life, I was depressed going to work over a sports game because the fucking Bruins beat the Leafs.
Oh, my God, here we go.
All I heard the whole day was...
Whose ball is it? OKC has the ball? Oh, they're going to give it to the showdown between Gasol and Kevin Garnett. Oh, shit. Fucking Derek Fisher is also out there. Derek Fisher can nail a three to win it. All right, here we go. 10 seconds left. Oklahoma City to inbound the ball. Get it into...
Play the Bruins horn, man. Vince.
Durant with the pull-up 13-footer. No good.
Vince,
that's it.
Vince.
That's fucking it.
Bruins.
Durant missed a 13-footer. 13-footer, he missed it. He was wide open.
Play the horn.
Dude. So Fisher inbounds the ball to some dude. Some dude who, like, takes five steps while he catches the ball. Gives it to fucking Durant, who shakes off his defender, gets a wide open shot with 5 seconds to go. Kerplunk. And Memphis rebounds the ball. It looks like the Grizzlies will now move on to the next round. Jesus Christ, man. If we could just beat the Spurs, we'd play the Grizzlies. We could totally take the Grizzlies. Wow, that's amazing. One more. We throw down. Is that you, Nick? Knick-knack for playing an obscene soundboard while I'm trying to call a basketball game. Speaking of which, okay. This is Vince of the Bay with your VITB news sports update. That's right. The Oklahoma City Thunder have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs tonight. It was Memphis taking Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City. Final score, Memphis Grizzlies 88, Oklahoma City Thunder 84. And the Grizzlies will now move on to take the winner of the San Antonio Spurs and your Golden State Warriors. All right, Nigger Christ, are you queued up? What's going on?
I think I'm going to drop out early and go catch some Z's. I've been having some vertebral problems lately. I got some back pain swag up in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, well.
So you want to plug your video again real quick before you leave?
Yeah, let me go grab that link real quick here.
Hello? Okay. Well, all right, Nigger Christ, thank you for coming out. Appreciate it.
There we go. Dropped it like it's hot.
There it is. The new video from Nigger Christ. It's for the song Rape Culture, which is the title track to the record. And here it is on Vince of the Bay. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo.
All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say.
Rape culture coming at you like a vulture. going hard, shitting statutory like a sculpture. That bitch ain't moving, step for them pussy muscles. Southern girls always go down easy with no struggle. Cheaper than a McDouble at a duty free airport shop. Bitch don't need no help, she ain't jacking brains by the cop. It ain't gonna stop, we be fucking bitches like Clinton. Got the sex of phone fingers, be feeling for the clip, then.
All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say.
Once I got on the ground, get the meat up in the mound. Bitches getting shit on like Michael Vick in a dog pound. Go bow out on the beam and then go eat a Haskell afterwards. If they cops be asking, just say shit we haven't heard. Get away with rape like Bin Laden did for about 10 years. Chilling with my homies, strapped and drinking 40 ounces of beer. But she was a seer. Sitting up at night in tears, knowing rape culture's made its way up into a fear. God damn! Nigga cries, kill another one. Rape culture. Man, Malik Shabazz gang, Russell Lee, my niggas out there. Enjoy the rest of the mixtape, bitches.
Or not. That was only the little snippet.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host... Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Big ups to Quentin Terranegro, a.k.a. 213Baby213. Ghost listeners might know of him as 213. He says he goes to Fugazi shows requesting Minor Threat songs. I think that's what the band's going to do. Vince Gazi is my Fugazi cover band that only plays Minor Threat songs. That's a good call. All right. Thank you. Big ups to 213. 347-826-7667. That was some Nigger Christ we just heard there. The single off his new mixtape that he just dropped. The link for the video in the chat room. So check that out. If you're a podcast listener, you can go to, I guess, go to Nigger Christ on Twitter. But he spells it with ones. It's Nigger Christ on Twitter, but all the I's are spelled with ones. And, yeah, big ups to him. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I have one caller still on the line. Wait, who's this?
Nick
Nack. Nick Nack. Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right. Nick's here. And speaking of people that use a one for an I, Nick is here. So, Nick, what else is going on, dude? Speaking of music, are you going to play some music for us tonight?
You know, not much. Just this.
This is what I put you on 2 minutes for. You want 2 minutes? Ask 2 minutes. This is what you're saying. Nick. Okay, I'm going to give you...
Okay, I'm back. Hey, I'm back. Nick. Sorry.
Did you want 2 minutes? Why do you keep doing that?
No, well, I'm trolling myself pretty much, as Klein said.
You're trolling yourself. Yeah,
I'm pretty much trolling. Has that ever happened on your show? I'm trolling myself.
Might be setting a precedent.
Yeah, it might.
2 minutes for trolling himself. Trolling himself. All right, let's go to the phone lines on screen. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. 213. 213, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
What's up, 213?
Vince, man, what's going on, man? You sound like a laid-back phone sex operator with the way with the cadence in your voice and the way that you talk, I don't understand what's going on right now. I came here to be entertained, but I feel like I'm being seduced.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's part radio show, part social media. This is how I harpoon a whale, if you know what I'm saying, on the internet. Some people use JDate. This is what I do.
So I don't get it. So you talk in a low voice, and that like you're seducing your listenership?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
No, right now, man.
But that's about it, man. I'm just trying to capitalize on my seductive voice. It helps me. It got me a job servicing glory holes in the Castro, so I can't really complain. It's been economically a good move for me.
I mean, that sounds all good and everything, man. What are we talking about tonight, man?
Oh, okay. So this new IRS thing where they're allegedly going after...
Allegedly? What are you talking about allegedly? The dude stepped down today. There's no alleged to it.
Look,
that shit was
if
happening.
There was any improprietary behavior, if... I'm saying hypothetically, if something dubious had transpired, yeah, that's a big if, then yeah, heads should roll. Absolutely.
It's a little
harsh to be doing it to the guy who's an interim who wasn't even part of any of the bullshit. He was picking up the pieces, and so he's the fall guy. That's kind of fucked up, if you ask me.
I don't care, you know, what way it went, regardless if they were, you know, targeting Democratic groups or Republican groups, but they were targeting a specific group. And the guy was forced to step down because of that. What do you mean allegedly? That shit's a fact.
Now, if the FBI, I mean, sorry, if the IRS admits and apologizes for this
heinous... They've already admitted and apologized for it.
If
what are you talking about?
Right. Allegedly, if they did do this.
No, not allegedly. No, somebody came out and apologized on behalf of the IRS for targeting that particular group.
We're going to have Eric Holder.
Hang
on. We got Eric Holder on the case. Don't worry, bro. He's going to look into it. Eric Holder's going to look into it.
The truth is definitely going to...
He's going to give us a report. Come on. We all trust Eric Holder. Come on.
Eric Holder's the greatest fucking politician out there. What are you talking about? Beat off the Eric Holder videos on a regular basis.
What'd you just say?
I said I beat off to Eric Holder videos on a regular basis.
Before beat off. What did you say before beat off?
I said he's the most credible politician out there.
No, you didn't. 2 minutes, 213, 2 minutes for using... For 2 minutes, 213 for using the L word. Speaking of 2 minutes, Nick's 2 minutes are up. Welcome back, Nick.
Hey, Vince. How's it going, man?
Dude. I just got trolled by 213.
Yeah, well, I trolled myself, man. I didn't think you were going to give him 2 minutes. I was worried.
Why wouldn't I? He fucking broke the rules. Dude, people don't think.
Vince, when the rubber meets the road, I'm surprised you gave him 2 minutes. Because at the end of the day, he deserved 2 minutes.
You're going to test the boundaries, aren't you?
2 minutes.
Snick-knack, 2 minutes. At the end of the day. Not a good move. Come on, there's got to be more people that want to call in. We got a bunch of people in the chat room. Somebody call in and save me. This is what I'm dealing with. I'm trying to do a straightforward talk show, talk about the issues, talk about, you know, current events. And I just get total disrespect. People just come in here and, you know, think they're being sly by trying to push my buttons. And I just can't, there's a certain point where I just won't tolerate it. Yeah, call me a fascist. If you do, call me an Italian-style fascist in the mold of Mussolini. I mean, I openly admit that my show is a no free speech zone, okay? It's... There's certain rules you adhere to, and that's just how it goes. And some people pick up on it quicker than others. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi, who's that?
Robin Sage.
Robin Sage?
Yes.
Robin Sage. What's going on, Robin Sage?
Oh, man, I just got audited.
Yeah?
By the IRS, yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me before. I started a group, and I just kind of bailed on it, fly-by-night thing, but Libertarian Tea Party, Patriots for Liberty, .com.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just totally fucking raped me a new asshole. The IRS.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah, I think they audited me because I'm a Leaf fan.
A Leaf fan, yeah.
Yeah.
Are the Leafs playing now? How many Bucks are you coming through? Is it a tunnel? What's happening?
I don't know.
Was that your failed attempt at playing a soundboard, kind of like Nick?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
You're the only person that's not muted because everybody else is on timeout.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, just make sure it doesn't happen again, all right?
Cool.
Sweet. So what else is going on with you?
Nothing.
It's Sage.
Yep, Robin Sage.
Like you're a really broke hippie. You're like a broke hippie. You steal people's sage.
No. Tom Ryan sends me around to keep an eye on people.
Oh, that's right. You're Tom Ryan's sock. I forgot about that. You're familiar with your work. Very impressive.
Yeah, Robin Sage.
Good stuff. Okay, Nick, you're back off of timeout, and we're going to go to the phone lines here. With another caller unscreened. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
I called to help you.
Oh, thank you. Is that...
Help. We don't need help.
Is that NoPro?
You bet.
Oh, I couldn't ask for...
Oh, thank God you're here, man. Thank God.
Surprise.
Who else is here?
Nope, in the house. Well,
don't normally do a Wednesday, but I'm up.
Yeah. Hey, it's Wacky Wednesday. Who knows what can happen? This is great. We're on with Nick and Robin Sage.
Yeah.
Robin Sage from Jester, Robin Sage.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
from Jester? I'm from Tom Ryan. What the fuck are you talking about?
Tom Ryan.
Kiss my butt and clean your language.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do kiss his butt, can I videotape it? Do you have any new videographer?
No.
You certainly videotape my
side. Videography. I do complimentary videography. If anybody wants it, you know, friends of the show, complimentary videography.
You want to make me famous?
If you want to capture your most intimate moments in life and archive them, you know, maybe you have a wife and you have a lifelong marriage and okay, that's Nick Knack. All right, Nick. Thanks. Appreciate that. 2 minutes, Nick. 2 minutes for... Was that the foghorn he was playing?
He just never learns, does he?
That or a boat where it tossed my wife. I don't know.
Earlier, he was actually performing it a cappella. He was doing the horn sound himself.
So he should get a minus 2 minutes for that. That's kind of
neat.
Yeah,
that's what he got. That's what he got. It's soundboard. You know, you can't be abusing soundboards. Like, I put Spyco on timeout all the time because of soundboards.
So what's going on, Vince? Like, what did I miss on Monday?
Oh. You just what on Monday?
What happened on Monday?
Monday. I don't know. I was out.
Hey, Val 14.
Oh, Monday. Okay. They are still in the middle of settlement proceedings. It's all closed door, sealed. They can't talk about it. But this, it sounds like to me, this is just sort of my outside observation. It seems to me like they're getting close to some sort of settlement. It doesn't seem like anybody's going to serve any time. They will be, it sounds like they will plead guilty, I think, to two counts, one a misdemeanor, one a felony. And I think there's going to be some interesting condition of what do you call it?
Parole.
Yeah, probation. Sorry, probation. So it'll be, I think they're going to get some extended probation, and I think they should get time served because they've basically been on probation for 2 years. But it's still being worked out. And it seems like by September there should be an agreement, and they should be free to speak on their own behalves, I think, at the end of September. Something like
good deal.
We were even discussing doing a whole week of Vincent the Bay shows where we have like two of them on each night.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They're all really unique individuals. It's a documentary or a Lifetime movie of the week waiting to happen. They're very unique people with all their own, you know, unique individual stories. They're all from different corners for the most part of the United States. And there's a big cross-section of age as well, and ethnicity and sexual persuasion and all sorts of things. A very dynamic group, those, quote, 14 people. Yeah, cool.
Is Vert in chat tonight?
Is Vert in chat tonight? He was earlier. No, he's gone. He went to bed. It's past bedtime. As I understand it, I don't want to, you know, stoke the rumor mill or play gossip here, but I'm pretty sure that Vert has a pretty hardcore internet slash in real life crush on somebody. I think
that's cool.
I think he's found a mate.
That's neat. He deserves one.
He does. I think he's a lot happier too now. He seems a lot happier.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Because he can be a frustrated individual at times. He's gotten really frustrated. Like, he gets drunk and he'll call this show every once in a while, and he'll just he just gets frustrated. Cause I think it's because he can't say anything, really. He feels like he's essentially under a gag order. And so I can't blame him. And it's probably frustrating. Then you get ripped and you're drunk and you want to say things that you can't, so you just nothing comes out. And it's got to be tough on all those people.
Yeah.
And not all of those 14 are so like out in the open about this either. Some of these people just want it swept under the rug and they want to move on, and they're not trying to soak up any limelight at all. They are just trying to peace out.
That's not bad. That's good for him.
But all the people I've met, very likable. I've met a lot of them. They all seem very like very cool, down to earth people. You know, we all have our issues, but you know, that's or else we wouldn't be on the internet. But when it's all said and done, these are good people, and I wouldn't be surprised if their story gets out there in multiple ways. Like these, you know, somebody's going to write a book, of course, probably Mercedes. But yeah, good for them. I hope they get some monetary value out of this. I hope when they're done that, you know, they all write their own individual books, go on their own speaking tours or whatever, and become little internet celebrities, because they're all good people, and I don't see why not.
And what are they doing with the European group? Are they holding it back?
What
until
European?
Past September? Well, in other words, guys like Topiary, are they holding stuff back?
Oh, I have no clue. Topiary. I have no clue what's going on with Lulzsec. That's a totally separate issue, case, whatever, story. But I'm just saying, like, in this little zeitgeist of all this, like, you know, online hacker, hacktivist culture, trolling culture, there's so many little stories that you could potentially turn into a fucking movie, you know, like I said, a Lifetime movie or a miniseries or a book or whatever, you know, a freaking reality show. How come there hasn't been a hacker reality show yet? I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
I don't know. There's guys against hacker reality shows.
All right, let's bring Nick back. And I think we have Plus One here. Is this Plus One?
Hi, Vince.
Hey, Plus One. How you doing?
Yo, Vince.
I'm kind of cranky. I moral fagged really hard all day.
Oh, what'd you moral fag about?
Just protest bullshit, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have a message. I have a message from Schmoop.
Oh, good. What did you say?
Schmoop says, Alex Jones did WTC.
No way.
You heard it here first, folks. You got the
Vince, you bring Nick Nick back? What's up?
Dude, you've been back, bro.
Oh, hold on. I just had one message for the Boston Bruins fans. Here we go.
Are you peeing on my show? Nick, are
peeing
you
on the Bruins fans?
No, but you're doing it on my show. So technically you're peeing on my show. This is what Schmoop does. Speaking of Schmoop. This is like a Schmoop
move. I believe
move.
You said piss on the Bruins, I mean.
Yeah, piss on the Bruins on my show. So disrespectful.
Go Leafs.
So disrespectful.
Go Leafs.
Fuck the Leafs. Go Sharks.
If they'd just been more tactical, I mean.
Dude, I don't know why people think tactical bothers me. I like that word, tactical. You used it in an odd way there, but I have no problem with the word tactical. I went over this earlier. Three, 347-826-7667 is the number. Big ups to Anon Egg, X-Egg, who is also a Warrior fan. Yes, I've already mourned the loss of the Warriors last night. But very optimistic that on Warriors ground tomorrow night at Roracle Arena, they will re-even the series and, at the very least, leave Oaktown on a high note, a great exclamation point on a fantastic adventure of a season. Like, look out for the Warriors next year coming back.
Oh, my God, that felt so good, Vince.
What?
The P.
Look, I'm trying to forget about that. Do you mind?
That was so much better than the Daft Punk or Leaf loss.
Oh, speaking of which, we got to play some more Daft Punk.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Let's
play
that,
that really non-shitty song they have.
Oh, I got one right here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see. Here it is. Here's one of the good songs.
Oh yeah, I hope.
New Daft Punk.
Oh God, Nickelback. Oh, I love this tune.
Thank you.
Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, me.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un gran costo.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right. Back for another power hour of Vince in the Bay. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I'm now going to go back to my panel, who are all back with me. We have Robin Sage, Nick Knack, and Op No Pro all in the house.
Oh.
It sounds like, Nick, are you fapping? What are you doing?
Oh. Sorry, Vince. I'm back.
Okay, good. It's great to have you here, man. And Robin, this is an honor and a pleasure. And we have, and out of nowhere, Op No Pro stops through. Yeah, we were talking a little bit about PayPal 14, and kudos for them for their. Yeah, I mean, these kids have been dealing with this for 2 years. I mean, some of these kids can't even get jobs because all you have to do is Google their name, and it's just like, okay, next. Huh?
Turker Jeeb.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude. Are you really drunk?
Sort of half drunk.
Okay. When you become drunk enough to sing, can you please do so?
I'll do that. No problem.
Yeah. City of Flint in the house. We got some. Let's check out the chit chatters, shall we? We have Agent Dark Apple. Anon Egg, Becalina, Chef Bonardee, City of Flint, Eternal Jimmies, a bunch of guest listeners, Nick Knack, Nigga Klein, Ninjas in Paris, One Eye OG.
That Nigga Klein, I don't like that Nigga Klein.
Perv Pinata, Plus One, thank you for joining us for a quick cameo. She gave us a message from Schmoop, who is also in the chat room. The chat room. It should be the chat room.
Shit.
The shit room. The shit room. It. See what I've been having you put up with, Op No Pro, before you got here?
It goes on, you know. Just goes with the show.
Yeah. You know, I play that song that in my intro loop, it says, Stop Hating in the Bay.
Yeah.
I play that for a reason, a lot, for subliminally, because, you know, this is kind of borderline hate right here. I would almost say I'm getting bullied by Nick right now.
Well, they don't have that other guy to pick on that was in Texas.
Who, Sicko?
No, that blog talk radio guy that everybody used to pick on.
Are you talking about Ghost? God? You mean Ghost?
Ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that guy that called earlier, 213, he is one of the most notorious ghost callers of all time. That's how I know him, is from he used to troll the shit out of ghosts. If you go on, Twitter and look for ghost and ghetto capitalist, not Twitter, on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for ghost and just put ghost and ghetto capitalist and search those three names, three words. And you'll, because ghetto capitalist, who's 213, the guy who called in, he archives all his calls in a ghost. And if you never heard any of them, you should. It's fantastic. He's a ghetto capitalist. Yeah, he calls in to Ghost Show every at least once a month on the first of the month or the day before it, just to taunt Ghost. Because Ghost is hardcore right wing Texan, you know.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Whatever, Ghost.
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that.
Yeah.
He sounds like someone who needs to be audited.
Yes, absolutely. I wonder if Ghost got audited. That's a great question. I'm gonna.
All
you know what? That,
is,
that deserves a
man.
Tweet. Hang on, you guys take over the show. I'm gonna tweet that. Wait.
Wow, crickets. Where'd everyone go?
Crickets?
Yeah.
347-826-7667. Oh! God damn it. Shadow DXS beat me to it. He said, Shadow DXS just tweeted, in before Vince tweets if Ghost was audited. That's what I just did right after he did that. Well, while he was tweeting that, I was composing my tweet that said, that asked the question, did Ghost Politics get audited by the IRS? Yeah. Now DXS is gloating. Someone gonna get that phone because I fucking called it. Yeah. Congratulations, Shadow. Shadow is actually a good troll. I can't even talk. I need a sip of water. Hang on. What I was trying to say was Shadow is a great trolling forecaster. If you follow him, if you subscribe to his Twitter feed, he will give you great tips on where the next butthurt will be administered to on the internet. He's on top of it. So I like when he calls into the show. He can get us up to date on where the butthurt is this week. Some of it is administered by him. Other times he's just an admirer of it. But I'm really excited to have Robin Sage with me, Opno Pro, and of course Nick, who's back from timeout.
Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I was just saying, man. You know, you guys gotta get competitive advantage. You know, we gotta all serialize conflict resolution. Constraints, core values, crackerjack, critical thinking, dashboard, deliverables, diagnostic downsize. Woo! Enterprise Excellence Flavor of the Month. Firefighter, Game Changer, Gear Theory, Gatekeeper, Golden Handshake, Governance, Hand Hunter, Income Pressure. Woo! God damn, Vince. What are you going to do?
You know what you really need?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What you really need is an 800-pound gorilla.
We
got to
get those momentum moving targets, nesting, old god initiative showcase, right size, revenue mix, woo! Revenue growth. We got, well, literally, Vince, literally, Vince.
Okay. Where are we gonna rate this? Well, first of all, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Nick Nack. 2 minutes. I think we all know why. 2 minutes, Nick. Totally took me out of the flow of the conversation there. Did not appreciate that. Wow, looks like Nick rage quit too. That's too bad. Call back, Nick. Don't be so butthurt. Yeah. Don't be upset. Don't be so sensitive. Oh, this just in from via Twitter feed. My Twitter feed. Ms. Becker reports Occupy LA's Facebook got hacked. That just did. I like this show to be kind of like, you know, quasi-TMZ, too, for the internet. Just boom. Yeah, big ups to Schmoop for hanging out, chit-chatting. It looks like Shadow DXS says he may call in soon. That would be pretty awesome. And if not, we'll just continue to celebrate the music of Daft Punk. Loving this new record. It totally reminds me of 70s funk and R&B. Sort of like that disco era, late 70s, early 80s, electro-funk era. I'm digging it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think this might be Shadow. What's up, Shadow DXS?
Hello, motherfuckers.
Nothing. You're on with Opno Pro, Robin Sage, and not Nick anymore. Nick rage quit, but you're replacing him. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just been fucking with my my new phone. I got a HTC One XL and just had to figure out how to fucking unlock the bootloader for that sack of shit and then fucking root it and then upgrade it to Android 4.2.2. Real pain in the ass.
Such talent.
I mean, typically, whenever somebody gets this phone, it's on an updated version of HBoot. However, when I had it stuck on an engineering version of HBoot because it was old as fuck. And X you out, suck on me, nerd. You're just mad you can't do this shit.
Okay, we have Nick Nack back. Nick Nack is back.
Oh, hey, how's everybody doing, man?
I'm literally doing fantastic.
Oh, cool. Like throwing a hot dog down a hallway?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the beads.
Shadow, are you trying to push the boundaries here?
The beads Rebel sent me are too small.
Hold on.
They're all white people beads.
Did you just ask me of all people?
I have nigger anus. Oh, you know it.
Ooh, ha ha ha.
Nigga, what?
Did you just ask Nick if he's trying
Nick,
to push
what?
Buttons?
What do you? I am half Chinese, half Congolese. Nick, what? There's only room for one Asian Jimmy's. This position is already filled. What are you guys talking about?
You mad?
Oh, do Asians even Jimmy?
Do Asians even Jimmy?
I don't even
know what that means.
What the fuck?
That's a legitimate question.
D.
Do Asians
D.
even Jimmy's?
Oh, goddamn, ask D, man.
Let's ask the internet.
LOL. Fuck you all. Fuck.
What's
yes.
that? Asian?
Hold on. Yes, do Asians even Jimmy? Goddamn. In your brown, unbleached anuses, I hate you all. Ask at the Italian, the horn. The horn's coming. Hold on, the horn's coming. Ooh, it's coming. Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Olé. Okay, that's good. We're good. Well, I want to lick your asshole. Why are you streaming? Ha ha ha. I don't care. I hate this show. Elliot said that. That wasn't me, by the way. That's not
Elliot
me.
Elliot hates everything that doesn't love her.
No, that wasn't me, though. LOL. Hard. Ew, plus one, I'm gay? I don't even... Who is this? You want to lick his asshole? Fuck, this is horrible stuff, man. This is not me, man. Just letting you know, this is not me. I just wanted him to say it. Vince has nice feet. Oh, I didn't say that.
That was Zach.
That was
I want
FTR
to
right
hear
there.
Him say, "Niggers tongue my anus." I'm extremely gay. I love this. Shout out to Tactical. I love butt. I love man butt. Penis. Shout out to Baby Dorner, Camille, T-Bass, Faggot, Taco, Bill, Wagoner is cool, Danny's Cat. This is great. 800-pound gorilla, Vince. Fist my in my penis hole. Camille, T-Bass. Chamomile, T-Bass. Sal Goodman, Trolled Vince,
Shadowy
children.
Children.
Ha 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 ha. Did Elise win? Fuck you, X, you motherfucker. Renny, yo, fuck you. These motherfuckers talking shit about the Leafs? Look at these motherfuckers. Did Elise win?
Man, fuck
LOL.
The
yeah,
fuck hockey
I have a
in
small,
general.
I have a small penis, Vince. Did you hear that? Molson Triple X. External 20 bags of chamomile tea. I love Blackhawks.
I love Blackhawks.
In hot bath water. ADA is Nick's biggest fan. What the hell? What is this shit? I love cocking my ass. Moxie is really ugly. Goddamn Labatt. And so is Kishu. I come in closer.
What the fuck?
Hey guys, check this out. We have a special surprise guest caller right now. Are you ready for this?
Is it Jester? Is it
no,
Jester?
No, better than that. Way better than that.
Is it Obama?
No. It's Gucci, Guccifer. Guccifer.
No
you
shit.
Yeah, no shit. Guccifer's here. What's up, Guccifer?
Vince, can you hear me?
I can totally hear you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Affirmative.
We can,
you can
hear you now.
Good evening.
Yeah, this ain't Guccifer.
Guccifer.
Imposter.
You got big shoes to fill, man.
Well, I wasn't getting the type of lulls I expect from the Associated Press Twitter account. And I has candy is extremely fucking boring. We have word tonight.
Man, he's got a head injury.
Alex Jones did WTC.
There you go.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I think we already broke that news. Did somebody
found yay, it? Slow clap.
Oh, slow clap. Yeah.
Fucking golf clap.
No, I mean he's got a point. He's correct.
So, Guccifer, any way to authenticate yourself here, buddy?
No, Guccifer just rage quit. He just was in
oh,
out.
Oh, fuck
so.
It.
My pee hole hurt. I think I got the herpes.
I want the herpes.
Oh, let's check. Well, let's
do,
check.
Do
let's
I
check
have
the,
candy with white low, low, low.
I definitely
have AIDS. I definitely have AIDS. Whew.
Congratulations. You got it on here on Vince LeBay.
On nationsecurity.org, I had sex with Kishu. She is in anonymous, and all the AIDS are belong to us.
No wonder you have herpes.
Would,
well,
would you all like free AIDS?
You all like free AIDS?
All right. Bye.
Losers
LOL.
Winning.
LOL. LOL.
LOL.
Wait. Poop on my chest.
Poop on my chest.
LOL. Alex Jones did WTC. Vince Gazi, hashtag Vince Gazi, hashtag Vince Gazi. Oh my God, Alex Jones, hashtag why,
this is
why,
the internet,
why,
folks. This is the internet for you.
9/11.
This is what happens.
Do you even lift?
Do you even lift?
Vince Gazi, hashtag Vince Gazi, hashtag Vince Gazi.
LOL cats.
Oh, do you even math?
Will you be my big black chocolate pony?
Pay up, nigga. Alex Jones to WTC. Why?
Do you even tactical?
You owe me 1,040 outfits.
I don't get the tactical.
Who's this Kishu, man? I want to have sex with Kishu.
Moxie and Kishu. You had sex with Moxie and Kishu.
I was raped by niggers. Alex Jones to WTC, man. Alex Jones to WTC. Alex Jones is WTC. Alex Jones is WTC. Alex Jones is WTC.
Oh no.
Alex Jones is WTC.
Brazilian.
This is a North American
Alex
circuit.
Jones at WTC.
Why are you here
Alex
anyway?
Jones at WTC. Alex Jones at WTC. Alex Jones at WTC.
I can't.
Alex
sorry.
Jones at WTC.
I only
Alex
just
Jones
finished
WTC.
In the starting area.
Alex Jones
and
at
I don't have any money.
Hitler did nothing wrong. Hitler did nothing wrong.
Give me money, please.
Vince, I report you. Alex Jones is WTC. Alex Jones is WTC. Alex Jones is WTC. Vince, I report you. Vince, I report you. Fandango.
Mac won the night. I woke up in Illuminati. Oh, that was from Dark Apple. Fuck that bitch.
Fandango.
Did we just say the
Alex Jones is Vince. Alex Jones is WTC. I stick beer bottles in my ass. Vince has big
Anonymous
titties.
Anonymous is legion as fuck.
Also cox. I have Candy's real name is David Michael Hine.
Hine. I want to touch the Hine. Vince homosexual.
I want to touch the Hine. Loic, oh my god.
I'm surprised Vince doesn't put it in the green room.
Alex joins. Yeah, he did. Alex joins.
No, if you were in the green room, you wouldn't be able to hear music.
Alex joins. He says, Loic, my real name is Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser was the best goddamn actor of all time in Hollywood. Did you see him in Encino Man, Brendan Fraser? He was fucking amazing.
Everyone go dark. Rest in peace,
Encino Man? I Has Candy's real name is David Michael Hine / Brendan Fraser from Encino Man. Encino Man. No, I Has Candy's real name is Brendan Fraser from Encino Man. I want to touch. No, what was it? Squeeze the juice.
Vince is in the green room with David Michael Hine.
Squeeze the juice.
Yes, sir.
No, I Has Candy, definitely Brendan Fraser from Encino Man. Definitely from that movie.
Confirmed docs.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Remember that dude?
I'm cheating my vagina for Ellie. Plus one, I want to see that.
I'm saving my vagina for Elliot. Well, I was saving my vagina for Elliot, so fucking get in line.
I'll save my moobs.
Fucking Kleiny. Go.
In fact,
are
I
you guys
everybody
done yet?
Change
are you
a body
done?
Part
yeah.
for Elliot.
Have you guys it all out?
I Has Candy. His real name is David Michael Hine / K Klein 1. Definitely.
Plus one is a born again version.
Yeah. I Has Candy / K Klein 1. Guy who dips. Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I know Alex. I've had enough of this Alex Jones shit, man. I know he did it. We all know.
Everybody breathe in. Take a deep breath. Everyone's on mute. In fact, I'm going to put everybody on the chat board. The whole chat board's on mute. Everybody's, oh, except for No Pro. Me and No Pro are unmuted.
Yahoo.
Sorry, I had to end the audio spaghetti madness.
That is crazy shit.
Yeah, you are a champ for putting up with that.
I just sit there quietly and just, you know, phase it out.
All right, you know what I think we can do? Okay, I hope everybody took a nice deep breath. You know, if you're near a window, if you're out, if you can go outside while you're listening to the show, just go out and get some fresh air. All you have to do is take in one deep breath outside. Inhale, fill up your lungs. And then exhale. Okay. And relax. And we're back. All right, so the chat room's unmuted. Again, tonight, we are celebrating Daft Punk's new record. It's very retro, has a very 70s, 80s feel to it. We're celebrating that, and I'm celebrating it with No Pro, Robin Sage. Robin, I hope you're enjoying yourself tonight.
Oh, yes.
Good, good. If you ever want to talk privately, we can always go in the green room. Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Anytime.
Oh, Shmoop. Oh, why'd you have to go through that, Shmoop? For those of you who are just listening and can't see the chat room, our good friend Shmoop is scrolling right now. If you're not familiar with scrolling, that's when you're in a chat room and consistently spam the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And it gives the illusion of scrolling. Like your time, the chat room, just because it's just all, you know, whatever, Nazi propaganda or something. I don't even know what he's saying this time. But all I see is just massive text coming from him.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
So, I guess I'm going to have to do this. I'm sorry. It's come to this. But 2 minutes. Wait, where'd he go? Shmoop just... Oh, no, there he is. Okay. 2 minutes for Shmoop. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Shmoop, for scrolling. Also, looks like Knickknack wants 2 minutes as well. Knickknack, two more minutes for him. 2 minutes for Knickknack. Scrolling. See, I have to occasionally become chat room moderator from time to time, clean things up down there. Shadow, you're back.
Yeah, what up?
You listen to most of the show. So far, of all the callers and trolls and whatever, where are we at? Or did we succeed at anything tonight? Was anything LOL worthy?
Yeah, I mean, your show got taken from you and kind of just... right between everyone's ass crack and the XU out honey chat. So, I mean, that was pretty,
you know, actually, during that little 10-minute catastrophe, I actually peaked at my most live listeners at that point.
It's funny how that works, huh?
I think when it started, I had something like 23, 24 users in the chat listening. And at the peak of that, it, like, went into the 30s.
Just goes to show that Canadians compliment us Americans, and we should really respect them. But in all honesty, fuck them. Fuck them to hell and back. So, love you, Knickknack. Oh, sorry, he's still muted. My bad.
Cheddar, you scared him away.
I didn't do shit. That was Vince's problem. He muted the motherfucker.
You scared him away, for real. It's like, where'd he go?
I thought you were shaving your vagina for Elliot. What are you still doing on the phone?
Yeah, right. That wasn't me.
This is getting to be too much information. Maybe you guys should talk about this in the green room. I'm
How
happy.
How about you talk about the green room?
I was just in the green room, all right? And I'm going to bring on Jake from L.A., who's been waiting very patiently. And he's going to tell us a joke. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Hey, am I on?
You're totally on, bro.
Awesome. Okay. So I've got a joke. It's my grandfather's joke. Okay. Three men walk into a bar, and Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis, nigger lover.
Oh, that was old school. I hadn't heard that one in a while. That was actually pretty good.
Are you kidding me? I have Howard Stern trolls calling me for real.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You're famous.
That's awesome. That is fucking awesome.
Let's see what Hammurabi thinks of this. Hammurabi, what do you think of that call?
Oh, fuck that piece of shit. Hi, Hammurabi. Oh.
What? Yeah. Whoa.
The fuck is this?
Hello, Satan.
I thought it was Hammurabi. I guess it's... Yeah, I think it's Lucifer. Go ahead. Sorry. Meanwhile, in the chat room, 2 minutes to schmoop again. 2 minutes schmoop for now, since schmoop has been spamming my chat room or scrolling, I've lost 4 users. Okay? I can't condone that behavior. You scare people off when that happens. All right. Hammurabi, you know what? You get 2 minutes, too, for having a fucked up voice changer thing, man.
Hey, man, what are you prejudiced against Darth Vader, motherfucker? What's your problem, huh?
He's not like the devil.
Look, exactly. I don't have time for that. I can't even tell what he's saying. It's so demonic.
That motherfucker might have a serious speech impediment, and you're being a prejudiced, insensitive fucking prick. You are a literal asshole.
God, thank you.
There you go. Shadow, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Shadow DXS. Or using the L word. All right, let's bring on an L word, a good L word, the lovely Anonymous. Welcome, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
So much better now that you're here.
Oh, thank you, Vince. I just had to call in and talk to you in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Are
I
you,
listen
wait,
to the night and that voice just turns me on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could hang out in the green room for a little bit if you like.
Oh, we could?
Yeah, I could turn the show back over to all the other people and they can do their audio spaghetti shit and we can get down to business in the green room, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, wouldn't it be more fun if they could hear us?
Exactly. Why not? Let's do it right here in front of everybody.
Okay. What are you wearing, then?
Shorts. I'm taking them off right now.
Are you? Slide them off real slow for me.
Oh, I will.
No, I'm sure you have some bacon lube available.
What?
Bacon lube.
What?
You know, bacon lube.
No, I use petrol.
Oh, you like go hardcore. Oh, you're
I use
a kinky
like,
boy.
I like Visine. Or not Visine. Yeah. Yeah, I drink with Visine. Vaseline.
Keep that
sorry.
One eye clear.
Vaseline. Oh, you
I
Vaseline
do Vaseline afterwards. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Just never know when you're going to have to Vaseline up something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I read something today on Twitter.
Oh,
about you, Vince.
Oh, what did they say?
It really turned me on.
Oh, shit. What did they say?
I heard you shoot glitter out of your dick.
Who told you that?
That's what I read on Twitter.
Could you forward that to me? Or did somebody tweet me that already? That sounds kind of familiar. It's a wild accusation. That's a wild accusation. I don't know who made that up.
Oh, it's not true?
It's terrible.
I'm so disappointed. I just like glitter all over my face.
You know what you could do? We could still hook up. I could still jizz all over your chest, and then I can bring a little sparkles, and then sparkle them over the jizz, and so they'll, you know, it'll appear that way.
I guess there's always a way.
I can mix it in with the Vaseline, the sprinkles, so my pee-pee will look like it's like sparkly.
Vince, I can't believe you don't know who this is.
Yeah, but I thought you wanted to be anonymous.
You take a guess and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I think I know who it is.
Who am I?
The jester.
The who?
The jester. You're totally the jester. I know the jester's a chick. I'm pretty sure it's you.
How did you figure it out? What gave me away?
You're using a voice changer, too. I was like, well, first of all, Robin Sage is here tonight. Duh, one of Tom Ryan's puppets. So you're another one of Tom Ryan's puppets. That's what's going on. I'm being infiltrated.
So
you guys have deliberately destroyed my ratings. I now have like barely 20 people listening to the show now. People are, Shmoop is off of timeout, by the way. He was on.
But after the show, you get a threesome with two of Tom Ryan's puppets. So see, it's not all bad. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. I'm very thankful, and I will be celebrating, hopefully, in the green room later. Okay, so Shadow's back. Hammurabi's back.
Hi, Jester.
I hope.
Hi, Jester.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, we have
who
one more
you?
Caller. We have one more caller, block caller, calling in. Go ahead, caller, on screen. Who are you?
Oh, Vince. Is that... I want some of that glitter shot all over my face. Oh.
No, that glitter's mine.
Oh. Vince, I want that glitter. I want that glitter in between.
I want that glitter
in between my teeth. Oh, God damn, that sounds so sexy. I want that glitter all over my face.
You want to do it with some...
Yeah. Oh, God damn. Hey, you know what? You know what,
I forgot to tell you. We actually have...
Hold on, Vince, hold on. I want some of that shit right on this. Hold on.
I guess he's just horny.
Oh,
wow.
Vince. Oh, God. Oh, that.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
Oh,
bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know,
that,
it just ain't
that,
there. Winning.
I want that glitter all over that horn.
The hell are you talking about, dude?
All over the... Between those... I want to be picking that glitter out of my teeth.
This is horrible. This is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Ah, goddamn. Daft Punk new album did WTC. They did that shit.
Daft Punk's new album did WTC. Bullshit, dude.
WTC, baby. This is getting me all turned on.
I like chocolate milk. She's a squirter.
Daft Punk did.
Oh,
that
my God.
Daft Punk new
this
album
is...
did WTC. Daft.
This is getting out of control. I'm so glad it's over.
Would you hurry the fuck up and call already?
Snap it too slim. Oh.
This is an audio origin here.
God damn.
I mean, just pop a finger up your ass. Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I was about to just fucking say. It sounds like he's getting the old prostate massage.
Vince, let the chick talk.
And Robbie, would you be so kind as to go over to this man's house and just climb his wall up or something?
No. I only toss lady salad.
Wait a minute, I want to talk to him. I want to talk to him. I want the glitter all between my teeth.
You are not the jester. Shut up, bitch.
Cammy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, your voice just gives me the tingles.
That's fantastic.
You know, I bet you were 12 years before.
Please, that sounds like a timeout. Everybody is getting a timeout. Oh, 2 minutes, everybody. 2 minutes, except for 2 minutes, everybody on the panel, for making way too much goddamn noise. And everybody's quitting now, and everybody's hanging up. Fine, whatever. That's fine. To each his own. I appreciate it. Let's move on. We have another caller here. Old time friend of the show, it looks like. Fireshed Derp. What's up, Fireshed? Fireshed, are you there? Responding. He's just playing that nonstop. It's terrible.
Is he calling from the mothership?
I don't know, man. I'm just so glad this is almost over.
They always give you such a rough
time.
That was more annoying than
Knick Knack.
Why do they give you such a hard time, Vince? You're such a sweet and sexy man. I don't understand.
Some of this stuff, I know some of this is malicious and is done to provoke me. And it's bad for ratings, too. Look at how many people have bailed on the show since it started happening. It's just not entertaining. It's terrible. And it's just distasteful, and it's not entertaining in any way, shape, or form. Who's listening to their iPod in the background? Could you please turn that down? Or am I going to have to mute a bitch?
Well, Vince, I think it's time to really be me and let you know who I really am.
Okay, please do.
Would you like some ass candy?
Ass candy? No, I don't want any ass candy. Thank you. Appreciate the offer.
It's perverted pinata.
Oh! Perverted pinata. Oh, wait. I don't think I've ever heard your voice. That's probably why I couldn't figure it out.
That was fun.
That was really...
And to the people in the chat room, I'm not a hoe.
No, you are perverted, though.
I'm very perverted. I definitely earned my name.
Well, you found the right show, then. You know who else I want to get to call in is... The chick that talks about her name's something vaginas.
Oh, tight twat.
Yeah, that chick. She sounds like she'd be really fun to talk to.
She is a riot. Yes, you need to get her on your show.
I'm thinking of doing on Sunday, doing a call-in show a la like a sex/relationship advice show on Sunday night.
Hmm.
Kind of like Love Lines, like Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
It'll be Dr. Vince in the Bay.
That's a good idea, but who is going to co-host with you?
That's what I'm saying. Is it like somebody like that or yourself or whoever? There could be plenty of people that would be good co-hosts for that, I think. Except for him.
You know, it would be the best to come on and actually help you co-host because their love is solid, and that is 47, and Truth is Sexy. They would be the best role models for love on the internet.
Interesting. Good to know. Do you think they would appreciate that?
Well, they tweet about their love all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, so maybe they would like to call in and you know, verbally assault all of us with their love.
347-826-7667 is the number if you want to verbally assault me. You've got 10 minutes to do it. I've got a great panel right now. Opno Pro, Robin Sage, Perverted Pinata, Hammurabi's Code. And we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Vince. Someone talk about that glitter juice on the face between.
That's Nick Nack, everybody. Nick Nack. Nick Nack back with us. Great. Good to have you back, dude.
Vince, what you talking about, Vince?
Nothing. You didn't miss anything. We're just bullshitting. We're trying to vamp the last 10 minutes to get the fuck out of here and go to bed.
We talking about that Daft Punk album?
Yeah. Yeah, we
oh.
were.
Oh, snap. Well, shit. let me get back on that. Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. That album was fucking incredible. God damn.
Yeah, I'm going to play one more track before
the... Yeah, let's play that one song. What's that one? Well, first track, Glitter Chiz Between My Face.
Yeah, I'll play that.
Yeah,
I'll
play that one. That was my favorite track.
We're going to do final thoughts.
Let me just clear my throat.
I'll play that shit.
Nick from Toronto. Glitz and shits, yeah. Between my teeth. Ooh, I love that track. It gets me going.
Not only this is so, not only when it's so, and I'm not really funky.
That one? Yeah.
That's the one I'm going to play.
Yeah, that's the one,
Vince.
Ooh. That's the one that gets me down. Then the rest of the album is like... fucking... Vince, where's the song, man?
It's right here. Here it is.
I'll play
it right now. Fine. We got 8 minutes left. I'll play the song. Here you go.
Play that funky shit. Vince, come on. Ooh, ooh.
Okay, we're gonna wrap things up here, folks. We're gonna get the hell out of here, and I'll play that Daft Punk song for real in a second.
No, don't please.
I'm gonna put everybody on mute, and we're gonna go around the horn and get final thoughts here, and then we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Play the song. Okay, so let's start off with final thoughts. Hammurabi's Code. Go ahead.
I don't even give a shit. Twitter breakups are the like coolest thing ever. Truth is sexy. Agent 47. Team Hitman? Are you fucking kidding me? Get on board. These guys are going to take the world by storm. Get to fuck, Vince. Get to fuck. Good night.
Get to fuck. All right. Appreciate the call. Let's go next to OpNoPro. Final thoughts, OpNoPro.
No comments, as much as I've been quiet all night.
I don't blame you. I appreciate you hanging out and being a champ. I hope you got the info you needed. If not, we can talk offline if you want. I don't really have any details. I pretty much told you what I know. But yeah, I think they can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and before the end of the year, they're going to be more or less free to go.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's looking bright. It's looking good. I think what all have... is capitalize on it right when they're done with it and they've rid their hands with that and they've made their amends with the government or whatever. I think they should all write a book individually at least and go on speaking tours. Totally milk that shit. That's just my advice. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would fame fag the shit out of that. Fuck yeah. Fuck, who wouldn't? And if you wouldn't, then you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're all good people. They all deserve a little bit of fame fag. A little bit of fame. And fortune.
Okay, well, see you next show.
Absolutely. Thanks, No Pro. Let's see, who else do we have here? Oh, we have Robin Sage. Robin Sage, any final thoughts from you?
I think Daft Punk needs to be audited.
Audit Daft Punk. Got it.
Yes, because the album is crap, and I don't know where they get their money from, but someone needs to look
into
that.
I think it's fantastic. I'm going to play one more song, and I think it's going to win you over.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. I think you're going to like this next song, though, of theirs. Okay, anything else?
I'll take your word for it.
Anything else?
The Leafs.
Sweet. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Knickknack. Nick.
Can we play that Glitter Tiz? Oh, glitter facial song. And I just wanted to do a shout out.
And the Daft Punk Glitter Facial.
Yeah, that was my favorite. And I want to do a rundown of the chat room if I can.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
I want to do a shout out to Agent Dark Apple. Ooh. Eternal Jimmy's, love you. Fire TBH, bunch of guest niggas, jizz in my face, glitter. I'm Robbie's Code. Ooh. Nigga Klein. Ooh, I love you. Ninjas in Paris. Ooh, nigga. Jizz on my face. One Eye Oak. Perf Pinata. Plus one. Ooh, plus one. I'm coming to meet you in Chicago. Villain Josh. XU Welt. Bruins.
Great. Appreciate the call. And last but certainly not least, Perverted Pinata. Final thoughts.
Well, I had such a good time calling in and actually getting to talk to you, Vince. And I will be thinking about glitter shooting all over my tits the rest of the night.
Oh, that's hot.
Yes.
Well, I'm so grateful that you finally called into the show.
Well, I just couldn't resist anymore.
Well, please come back soon.
I will. Maybe I'll call in Sunday night on the love show and give some love advice.
You can help me out. I would love to have panelists, experts, people that could chime in about the subject matter, elaborate, commentate. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. You'd be great for that.
Okay, well then I will call in on Sunday.
Okay, perfect.
It was so nice talking to you then.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. I can't wait to talk to you again.
You have a good night, and remember, glitter on tits.
Wow, that's hot.
Bye, Vince.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Vince of the Bay. It's been my pleasuring you. We're going to finish it off with one more track from Daft Punk right here on Blog Talk Radio, the Vince of the Bay Radio Network. Signing off. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Peace out.
To laugh throughout the years. So bring your good. ring. There's a party going on right here, a dedication to last throughout the year. So bring your good time and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Thank you very nice.